Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Down the block, Andrew Johnson. Inside for Elba.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to get into our previews for the two games this afternoon and tonight, Friday night footy for round 22. Now, all of our odds and our previews are brought to you for the rest of the season by BossBet, a new gambling agency that has just opened up recently. BossBet, they are going to be bringing you all of our odds. Now, if you go on to BossBet.com or you open up the app on your phone and you sign up today, when you deposit $50, if you use the code GURU, capital G, capital U, capital R, capital U, GURU in all capitals, you'll get a $100 bonus bet as soon as you put that $50 in. I did it yesterday, got a $100 bonus bet sitting there that I'll probably whack on a first try scorer. Actually thinking Sean Lane later tonight, but we'll talk about him very soon. They've also got specials on both of the games tonight where if you have a same game multi that has four legs or more, no matter what, if you don't win, you will get up to $50 back in bonus bets. So some great offers there from BossBet. They're going to be part of the show for the rest of the season, which is very exciting. We do welcome the team on board, and hopefully we can bring home a couple of same game multis. But if you are having one tonight, remember, if it's four legs or more, you will get your money back in bonus bets no matter what. And if you sign up today and you deposit for the first time, deposit $50 and use the code GURU, G-U-R-U, all in capital letters, you'll get a $100 bonus bet that you can flash around. Now let's get stuck into the games tonight. Very first one is going to be an interesting one. And look, I'm probably more interested in it because it has a big impact on my Supercoach draft competition this weekend. Warriors and the Bulldogs. Now, not an absolute blockbuster game, let's be perfectly honest here. Two teams that are not going to be playing finals footy this year, potentially not next year. Hopefully Canterbury are. Canterbury at $1.60, the New Zealand Warriors at $2.35. I'm a little bit worried about betting on the result in this one, or really making a call, because the Warriors at home, they really could produce anything. I think Canterbury's heading in the right direction. They've been very impressive the last few weeks, but I don't know. Warriors back at Mount Spart just always sort of worries me that they could pull something out of their ass. We'll go through the Warriors team. Reece Walsh at fullback, DWZ on the wing, Edward Cossey on the other side. Viliami Valia returns to the side with Marcelo Montoya in the centres. Dejan Assi returns in the sixth jersey. I like him in this game. I think he's been great this year. I can't believe he hasn't had more games of football for them. Sean Johnson in the seven. AFB and Tohu Harris up front with Wade Egan in the nine. Ewan Aiken returns to his usual spot in the back row where he should be. He'll be partnered by Jack Murphy. And Bunty Afoa, he has moved into the lock forward role. Josh Curran has dropped back to the bench. Why on earth Josh Curran isn't starting, I will never know. Freddie Lusick, Eli Katoa, and Tom Ayle partner Josh Curran on the bench. Still got Jackson Fry and Adam Pompey on the extended. I wouldn't be surprised to see Pompey potentially come in for the Lea, but I think outside of that, the Warriors will go as named. For the Canterbury Bulldogs, Jake Avrilo at fullback, Kiraz and the Fox out on the wings. Aaron Schopp and Braden Burns in the centres. Matty Burton in the six. Kyle Flanagan in the seven. Max King starts up front with Paul Vaughan. JMK, Jeremy Marshall King, one of the former Canterbury players this year, in the nine. Josh Jackson and Jackson Tapine in the back row with Raymond Faitala-Mariner named in jersey 13. Interesting to see what happens with Jackson and Faitala-Mariner. They're obviously named at lock and 12. I think that they will swap. I think you'll see Josh Jackson play through the middle and RFM, hopefully on the edge where he should be. Their bench, Zach Docker Clay, Joe Stimson, Harrison Edwards, and Chris Patolo. Still got Declan Casey and Curtis Morin on the extended there for Canterbury. I don't think you'll see any changes. I think they will run as they are. As I say, I am a little bit worried about the result of this game. Canterbury should be winning this game. There's no doubts about it. I think Canterbury are the better team. But going back to New Zealand, I don't know. It just worries me a little bit. I think Canterbury, they are missing a fair whack of troops. I look at that bench. It's a little bit weaker than what it usually is. Zach Docker Clay, Joe Stimson, Harrison Edwards, Chris Patolo. Doesn't really strike fear into me. But then I look at the Warriors bench and they've got Eli Katoa, they've got Josh Curran, a bit more strike there. So I think if the Warriors can match it with them for the first 20 minutes, you know, half an hour, I think when you start to see subs, I think that's where the New Zealand Warriors could potentially gain an advantage. But Canterbury, I do think they will win this one. I will not be betting on the results, though. I think it's just a little bit too tight for my liking. I'll get into my anytime try scorers. I have gone a four-leg multi, as we said. If you bet with Boss Bet tonight and it's a four-leg multi and you don't win, you get your money back in bonus bets. So we're going to take them up on that one. We've got DJ Nasi. As I said, he's come into the sixth jersey. I've been really impressed every single time he's played this year. I cannot believe he's not playing more. He's a little bit of a hog, respectfully, too. Assey's a good ball runner, though, so I don't mind that. And I think he can cross the stripe tonight against Canterbury. So DJ Assey is my only Warriors player that I've got to cross the stripe. Then I've got two Canterbury Bulldogs. The first one is Josh Addo-Carr. Him and Matt Burton, their combination at the moment is just unbelievable. I think that's just about a lock to get on Josh Addo-Carr. There's him and Alex Johnson at the moment, which I think are just about locks to get on every week. He didn't score last week, Josh Addo-Carr, by some form of fucking miracle. So get on him this week. He will score later tonight. And I'm also going to pick Jeremy Marshall King. As I mentioned, I've been very high on him all season. He's had a tremendous season. And it was reasonably quiet by his standards last week. I think he bounces back against this New Zealand Warriors team that once you get the two starting front rowers off the field, you can find a little bit of a weaker underbelly. And I think that's where Jeremy Marshall King can strike. DJ Nasi, Jeremy Marshall King, Josh Addo-Carr. And then I've got the total points to be over 44. I think both teams will score a fair whack of points. I think neither team will defend too many of them. That's my same game multi there at $29 with BossBet. Let's move to the second game, and I'm really excited for this one. Obviously a lot more relevant. These two teams directly next to each other on the ladder. The Parramatta Eels taking on the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Parramatta outsiders, $2.45. I think there's huge value there for Parramatta, especially coming off their win last week against the Manly Seagulls. I thought they were very, very impressive. South Sydney, $1.55, coming off a huge win against the New Zealand Warriors where they just bullied the living shit out of them. The Warriors were extremely disappointing in that game, though. We'll go through these sides. Parramatta at fullback, Gutho on the wing, Sivo and Wonga Blake. Penasini and Tommy Opacic in the centres. Opacic just signed a contract to go overseas. I believe he's going to Hull, so congratulations to Tom Opacic. Dylan Brown in the six. Jake Arthur remains in the seven. Two cracking games from those two last week. Wow, how impressive are they? Regan Campbell-Gillard, Junior Bolo up front, Reid Marnie in the nine, Sean Lane in the back row with Isaiah Papali'i. Ryan Madison has been named in the 13. I am a little bit worried about the concussion off the back of last week, so just watch that space. Ofahiki Ogden, Bryce Cartwright, Oregon Kafusi, and Marata Neokore is the bench for Parramatta. Still got Makatoa, so I wouldn't be surprised to see him come into this side, and maybe a Neokore shift into the 13 if Ryan Madison is ruled out, but you'd have to assume if he's still in it at the moment, it's probably a good shot. For the South Sydney Rabbitohs, Latrell Mitchell at fullback, AJ on one wing, Isaac Thompson made his debut last week, was very impressive. On the other side, Jackson Polo and Isaiah Tass in the centres, Cody Walker in the six, Lachlan Ilias in the seven, Tevita Totola and Harm Sele up front with Damian Cook in the nine, Colin Mantungi and Jai Arrow in the back row with Cam Murray. What a performance last week, incredible. Brought him into the classic team this week for the Gurus, so very excited about Cam Murray. The bench, Blake Blake Taff, Mark Nicholas, Saliva Havili, and Davey Mwale. Their extender bench, Tane Milne, who I don't think you'll see, but rumours going around that Lachlan Ilias will be rested for this game, so keep an eye on Dean Hawkins. It's obviously pretty late on Thursday night when we're recording this one, so the news might be out by then, but I'm hearing that Dean Hawkins could come in and play halfback for the South Sydney Rabbitohs with Ilias potentially being rested. Has been carrying a shoulder injury the last few weeks, so keep an eye on that space there. To be honest with you, another game that I'm not overly sure on the result, I think Parramatta at $2.45, based on their form last week, very, very impressive. But with the Parramatta Eels, you never know which fucking team's going to show up. Obviously, a game you'd much rather have Mitch Moses in this team, but good God, they're dangerous when Dylan Brown really takes control, which I thought he did last week. I thought Arthur was fantastic as well, but I love the look of Dylan Brown last week. He was very impressive. South Sydney, though, Latrell is just on a rip and tear at the moment, as is Alex Johnson, Cody Walker, Cam Murray, Damien Cook, all playing great footy at the moment. I'm not exactly sure how this one's going to play out, but I know it's going to be a cracking game. Weather looks pretty good down here in Sydney as well, so we should see some expansive footy, and I'm really looking forward to this one. I think it's going to be an absolute cracker. Now, I've got a couple of try scorers here that I'm going to be on with BossBet. I've got Cam Murray as an anytime try scorer. Brought him into the Supercoach Classic team this week, as I said. I thought he was incredible last week, and I just feel like as the South Sydney Rabbitohs get to the business end of the season, as he tends to do, I think Cam Murray's going to lift and lift and lift. So I'm going to back him in to score a meaty later tonight, and I'm also going to back in the left winger, Alex Johnson. We mentioned earlier, Josh Addo-Carr, he's the get-on when it comes to Canterbury for South Sydney. AJ's try-scoring rate is incredible. You're crazy not to get on him, so I'm going to chuck AJ in there. And then for Parramatta, I really like Sean Lane this week. Now, I actually considered bringing him in instead of Cam Murray to my Supercoach Classic side. I like Sean Lane because, as it stands right now, according to team list, he is going to be running at Lachlan Ilias. And as I've said over the last few weeks, this is a spot where you can really catch South Sydney out. If Dean Hawkins comes in, that changes a little bit. I'm not actually sure how much of a great defender Dean is. I probably haven't watched enough tape on him. But at the moment, Sean Lane running at Lachlan Ilias, I really like that matchup. They tried to go him a couple of weeks ago when these two teams played each other, and they got the better of him a few times there. He has impressed over the last few weeks, Ilias. But if I've managed to caught wind of this shoulder injury that he's carrying, or you can bet your dick the Parramatta have, they'll be sending a heap of traffic at him. And without Mitch Moses as well, it obviously puts a lot of pressure on Dill Brown. Not pressure, but it means that Dill Brown will have more touches. He'll be going at that spot that he loves. And the way that he straightens up the line, he will be able to isolate Ilias one-on-one with Sean Lane. So I'm going to back him into cross for a meaty there. So Cam Murray, Sean Lane, Alex Johnson. And I think there will be over 6.5 tries scored in this game. Just over 3 each. I think they will topple that. I think there'll be a couple of points scored in this one. Neither of these two teams love defending. They love to have the ball in hand and throw it around and score points. Neither are huge defensive teams so far in season 2022. So I've got Cam Murray, Sean Lane, Alex Johnson, anytime try scorers. Over 6.5 total tries for the match. That same game multi's at $34, as it is a four-leg same game multi. If I lose this one, I will get my money back on BossBet, because it is a four-leg same game multi, as we've said. So money back for four-leggers if they lose with BossBet for the two games tonight. Make sure you sign up to BossBet if you are going to have a punt. As always, gamble responsibly. If you are going to, though, go to BossBet. Give it a go there. When you sign up, use the code GURU, capital letters, G-U-R-U. Chuck in $50 in there. You'll get a $100 bonus bet to fuck around with. I'm going to have my $100 bonus bet from BossBet on Sean Lane as the first try scorer tonight. You can get big, big value there. If you would like to join me, use your $100 same game multi, your $100 bonus bet on that one. Just looking at his value.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
He is sitting at $23. That would be a juicy little return. Sean Lane running at the shoulder of Lachlan Ilias. I think he can cross there. Even if it's Hawkins, I think Dill Brown's going to get a heap of ball. I think Sean Lane's a spot for me later tonight.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.